Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Chrysler's back. Jeff is a Princeton-educated attorney. He left the legal world and became a comedian. You know, how many people you know have done that? He's a best-selling author, and he's a behavioral economics expert. He's editor-in-chief of PeopleScience.com. He's the author of a couple of books, including Dollars and Cents, and he's our friend. Jeff, welcome back.
It's good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So Jeff, as everyone knows, millions of people were sent home to work months ago. I know a lot of people who are still there. I talked to someone last week who says his company is now projecting that they won't come back to work to their offices for almost a year, well into next year. And other people are, you know, sometime this month. And so this is working from home. Teleworking is not new, as I've pointed out in my writing in the past couple of weeks. But extended, the forced experiments that we're in right now for extended period is kind of new. And everybody being out of the office, that's brand new for any of us. Mm-hmm. And now we're learning, we're in the long game now. We're not in the sprint anymore. We're in the marathon part of this. And we're trying to figure out how to not be productive, because I think we've accomplished that, but how do we stay as a cohesive organization? Communication is where we're challenged right now, probably a little bit. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely true. I mean, you know, the work that myself and the people in the field do about, motivation and engagement and incentives, it all centers around, how much emotions and uncertainty sort of drive our decisions. And we were human creatures, and sometimes, we make the choice to work hard or to listen to our boss or to work with our teammates based upon sort of how we're feeling. And right now, a lot of people are feeling stressed and uncertainty, and it feels different. And so we're all in this sort of wonky place. And recognizing that and recognizing that humanity is going to be key for leaders. And studies are showing and what we're learning is you want to, have some empathy and understand people. Like I said, working from home is not new, but it is new for a lot of people, and it's new like this. And recognize sometimes someone's got to deal with a kid, or sometimes someone has to deal with a burst pipe. And just finding a way to, empathize with your employee. It's not perfect, but putting extra pressure on folks sometimes can just heighten that stress and make it more difficult to connect.
Well, and we've had kind of a double jeopardy, kind of a double whammy kind of thing going on, because 2 years ago, if we wanted someone to work from home, if they wanted to work from home, we allowed it. Their home life was taken into consideration. It was something that the people thought they could do. The kids went to school, the right. Spouse went off, went back to work, whatever. But this time, the kids are home, the spouse is home, and everybody's sharing equipment and bandwidth, and we're all under the same roof, and nobody can leave the house, things like that. This is a rough time. I mean, these are the kinds of things that manager has ever been prepared to have to deal with.
Absolutely, which is sort of why we want to help them understand ways to communicate better and to lead better. And some of that, again, it's not just, empathizing with how people are feeling, but also recognizing, we just have limited cognitive space, right? Like, our brains are really strained and stressed right now, dealing with the kids, dealing with food, dealing with everything else, and not to mention the background of, oh my gosh, there's a disease going around. So, keeping things simple, which I think has always been a really guiding principle, but even more so now, making stuff as simple as possible. You need someone to do something, make it simple and clear. Be transparent about what's going on. Don't make your team also have to try to read between the lines and figure out hidden political messages in your work. Mm-hmm. be totally clear and transparent as much as possible to limit the work that our minds have to do. And on a positive side, you celebrate the small victories. I think right now so many of us feel like we're drowning and all we're trying to do is stay afloat. If we can celebrate the small victories where we're, you know, on top of the water, that just will help people get into a more positive, relaxed mind frame and feeling about their work and reconnect with that purpose. Like whatever that business is that you're helping run, the more we can get them to feel like, oh, we're doing something positive for ourselves, our team, our community, those little nuggets of joy are going to help us rise above what for most of us is a lot of just stress and survival.
And of course you're right. And I think that, those are things that we can do overtly. But one of the things that I'm concerned about, Jeff, I want to get you your thoughts on, is when people are under our roof, we see their body language. We might see them, even if we do a lot of virtual communication. We text or tweet or whatever. And they're right next door. We still see them during the day. Sometime we see their, you know, their with their furrowed brow. We hear their voice, et cetera, et cetera, and we can kind of get an idea if, you know, Sue, are you, you know, are you okay? Is everybody all right? You know, that kind of thing. But right. when somebody plugs in once or twice a day for a 10-minute Zoom meeting, you don't get that humanity, and that's another right. kind of an antenna that managers need to be paying more attention to, right? Because they're not under our roof, we can't see those things. The body language.
Absolutely, and I like the way you frame that, because I think sometimes people talk about not having people under their roof or in the same building as a way to keep them accountable and make sure they're working.
Right.
And I think you need to just, at this point, trust your team that they're getting the work done, and then think about the things you're pointing out, like how do you recognize what they're going through and how those little subtle cues that like good managers and leaders pick up on to determine what people need, whether it's emotional or whether it's just like support or technical, we're missing out on those. And I think then what people, leaders and managers need to do is find ways to be more direct and call those out. You know, maybe you're not going to do it in a Zoom meeting with your full 20-person team and ask, you know, hey Jeff, how are you feeling?
So but you probably need to have a one-on-one with everybody fairly often, don't you? Just the two of you.
Yeah, I mean it's a challenge, right? It's a strain on you, the manager. But if you can find some check-in points and really connect,
it's part of the teleworking process,
huge.
Folks. You're going to have to do that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Jeff Chrysler, PeopleScience.com. He's the editor-in-chief there. He's the author of Dollars and Cents. It's an award-winning book. Quick break, 20 after. Right back with Jeff after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.